Okay, more of number shapes later. Now, the second system is called the number rhyme system. And again, the clue is in the description. The idea is to associate the number with its nearest rhyming word. So let's give you some examples. So you would associate the number 4 with door or saw. 7, you'd connect with heaven or Kevin. How about 6? You could connect that with sticks or bricks. Okay, I'm going to go through the list now from 1 to 10, and I'm going to give you a suggestion for a number rhyme. Of course, you can use your own. Okay, here we go. 1, gun. 2, shoe. 3, tree. 4, door. 5, hive. 6, sticks. 7, heaven. 8, gate. 9, wine. And 10, pen. Got those? What I suggest you do now is pause the program or go over this section again, because we're going to do a little game in a second. I'm going to get you to memorize 10 presidents of the United States. Now, these are going to be the last 10 presidents of the 20th century. So make sure you've got the number rhyme system clearly in your head. Okay, have you got that? Quick test. What's the rhyme for 8? Gate. Okay, and what's the key image for 9? Wine. How about 2? Shoe. 6 is sticks. 1, gun. 4, door. 5, hive. Now, if you got those right, then we'll progress with the exercise. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out the 10 presidents in order, starting with Truman. So he's number 1, and somehow you've got to connect its key image, in this case gun, which rhymes with 1, with Truman. So for example, when I say the number 7 and the number rhymes heaven, I'm going to say Carter. Now, he's a bit of a saint. He's going to go straight to heaven, isn't he? So you connect Carter with heaven, so you know he's the 7th president. Okay, here we go. 1, gun, Truman. 2, shoe, Eisenhower. 3, tree, Kennedy. 4, door, Johnson. 5, hive, Nixon. 6, sticks, Ford. 7, heaven, Carter. 8, gate, Reagan. 9, wine, Bush. 10, pen, Clinton. Okay, keep thinking all the time. This time, I'm just going to call out the number, and I want you to name the president before I do. Okay, here we go. 1, Truman. 2, Eisenhower. 3, Kennedy. 4, Johnson. 5, Nixon. 6, Ford. 7, straight to heaven, Carter. 8, Reagan. 9, Bush. And 10, Clinton. Great. So how many did you get? Get all 10? I wonder what was going through your mind with some of these. How would you connect, for instance, Kennedy to tree? Or Clinton with pen? What would Bill Clinton be doing with a pen? Maybe rewriting the past. Okay, so there's lots of things you can do with this. You can pinpoint any one of those presidents. If I say 5, that makes you think of Hive, which you connect with Nixon. So you could go forwards. You could go from Truman right the way through Clinton. You could go backwards as well. And you can do it in reverse. So if I say to you Bush, you can tell me what number on the list he is. Bush makes you think of what? Wine, which gives you 9. So what would Eisenhower be? Well, you think of shoe, which gives you the number 2. So can you see how the pieces of the memory puzzle are beginning to fit together like pieces of a jigsaw? That's because you're using your imagination and you're using association and location.